Ridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Bernie Sanders won the Oregon Democratic primary, but the frontrunner eked out a win in Kentucky.
A narrow victory for Hillary Clinton in Kentucky, but all she needed to be able to claim that she has broken the string of victories by Bernie Sanders in multiple primaries and caucuses. The Clinton campaign in the Bluegrass State makes a statement about her ability to attract votes in Appalachia. She's now within 100 delegates or so of what she needs to clinch the Democratic nomination.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Meanwhile, questions of party unity are now plaguing the Democrats, too, as Bernie Sanders and his supporters are growing increasingly frustrated with a primary process they consider unfair. And that's prompting fears of a revolt at the convention.
Last night, before that raucous crowd in Carson, California, Bernie Sanders actually steered clear of the controversy over some of his supporters' rather aggressive tactics. He said last night that, of course, he's in this race till the last votes are counted. But this much is clear. The longer he stays in the race, the more nervous the party establishment grows.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Donald Trump has made a stunning pledge. He says if he becomes president, he would be willing to engage in direct, face-to-face talks with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un over that country's nuclear program.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem speaking to him. At the same time, I would put a lot of pressure on China because economically we have tremendous power over China. China can solve that problem with one meeting or one phone call.
Trump is scheduled to meet today with one-time Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. More than 4 million Americans will become newly eligible for overtime pay under rules to be issued today by the Obama administration. Overtime protections go back to the 1930s, but they've eroded in some industries recently, including fast food and retail. Some workers, now classified as managers, work long hours but are paid barely more than the people they supervise. D.C. officials are now considering whether to appeal a court ruling nullifying a key provision of the city's concealed carry gun law.
We are reviewing and we'll evaluate whether we should appeal the decision.
D.C. Attorney General spokesman Rob Maru says they still disagree with the district judge's ruling that needing a good reason to apply for a concealed carry permit is likely unconstitutional.
And also whether we should ask for a stay of this injunction so the district can continue to enforce the good reason requirement.
The case, if it's appealed, would next head to the D.C. Court of Appeals. Crime Prevention Research Center President John Lott says they're likely to side with D.C. Then it's the Supreme Court.
Whoever replaces Scalia is going to have a big impact on what type of decision they might make with regard to D.C.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two former security guards at MedStar Washington Hospital Center have been indicted on charges of involuntary manslaughter in the death of a hospital patient last fall. 74-year-old James McBride left the hospital without being formally discharged. He was being escorted back into the hospital by the security guards when an altercation occurred. The medical examiner's office says McBride ended up dying from blunt force injuries to the neck, including damage to his spinal cord. A congressional bill to block D.C.'s budget autonomy could come before the full House as early as next week, now that a committee has approved it. The bill would block the district government from spending local tax dollars without the approval of Congress. And Virginia's making changes to its anti-drunk driving ignition interlock program. Under the changes Governor Terry McAuliffe has approved, all ignition interlock devices in Virginia will now have to be equipped with cameras so that officials can see if the driver is getting someone else to take the breathalyzer test for him. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,530. The Nasdaq at 47,16. Sports, Noah Syndergaard outduels Max Scherzer as the Nationals fall to the Mets. The Mariners crush the Orioles. WNBA, the Mystics host Dallas tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway southbound as you pass 123, heavy volume. Had a minor incident that had been over to the shoulder. Now off the Greenway and onto the toll road. Nice, quiet morning. Quite easy. Just until you get up toward the Beltway and that slow merge to get onto the inner loop. Also seeing some of that toll road delay extend onto the inbound connector road. Past 123. 66 bunched up in Manassas. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. The crash slowing us out of Dale City was over to the shoulder quickly. Northbound 95 right near the Prince William Parkway. Still a little bit rubbernecking, checking it out. But once you get by there, wide open up through to the Beltway. DC 295, two separate incidents that DDOT's on their way to check to. Northbound 295 as you come off the Beltway near the Naval Research Lab, report of a crash. And then southbound 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue, also responding to one. It's been a lighter than normal commute on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway this morning, heading through Riverdale and down toward the merge for New York Kenilworth Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays. Not much rain coming out of the clouds, though. Maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain. Patchy fog early. 61. Tonight down to 52. Better chance of showers later, but still not much rain. Tomorrow will finally brighten the sky in the afternoon. Up near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Alexandria, 52 in Rockville, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Donald Trump reaches a joint fundraising deal with the RNC. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35, we'll be talking to KT McFarland, National Security Analyst for Fox News. And then at 8:35, we'll talk politics with Amanda Carpenter. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's an economist and author of the very famous book, More Guns, Less Crime, an advocate for Second Amendment rights. Thank you for joining us, John.
Oh, great to talk to you again.
Why don't you tell us in a nutshell exactly what this district judge decided, Richard Leon, with regard to the current status of concealed carry in the District of Columbia?
Well, what he's saying is that you have to let people carry. Either you can regulate it, but ultimately when the Constitution says keep and bear arms, people have the right to be able to carry. And in a couple years, you have D.C. has issued a total of 74 permits. That's about 0.01% of the adult population in the city there. And the restrictions that they require that you have to meet, showing good cause that you're actually in danger, are both arbitrary and extremely difficult to meet. My own guess is that the very people who are most in danger aren't going to be the ones who are going to be able to go and get a permit to be able to go and protect themselves. In fact, I know that's true. I mean, poor blacks who live in high crime areas within D.C., there's no way that they're going to be able to go and demonstrate sufficiently to the city to be able to go and carry.
A quick follow-up then. Can somebody, based on Richard Leon's decision yesterday, which is probably going to be appealed, but based on his reasoning, should someone be able to qualify for a concealed carry law if they the threat that they feel is the fact the crime is bad in the district? In other words, not a very specific, this person has threatened to kill me, but listen, there's a lot of crime out there, people are getting hurt, I want to be able to protect myself. Is that enough?
The D.C., no, they've not allowed that. You have to have a specific threat. I mean, I'll give you an example. In New York City, John Stossel with Fox had been getting all sorts of death threats. He applied to be able to go and get a permit to be able to carry in New York City, but he was denied because the New York City police didn't feel that the threats were really credible enough for him to be able to go and carry, even though he literally had hundreds of threats.
So up until now, you've had to show good reason. That's been the standard. You have to say, here is my good reason why I need a permit to carry. And then the final judgment was made by the police chief, is that right?
That's right.
And it was a very subjective standard. I mean, it just depends when she woke up on a certain day, it's how she felt or how she felt about the personal individual, right?
Right. I mean, it's hard to objectively quantify whether somebody is really being threatened sufficiently or not. I mean, the example with Stossel is just one type of case.
Yeah. Well, what happens now?
Well, it's going to get appealed. And President Obama has stacked the D.C. appeals court. You have 7 Democrats and 4 Republicans. So my guess is you're going to get a panel that's going to put a stay and then overturn the judge's decision. And then it's going to be appealed to the Supreme Court. And that depends on who wins the election. Because right now, you have 4 members of the Supreme Court who do not believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, let alone an individual right to using a gun to defend yourself.
Right.
You have 4 justices who believe that the Heller decision, which struck down D.C.'s gun ban, was incorrectly decided, and I'm sure would overrule it and could use a case like this precisely to overrule it. And you have 4 justices who are part of the Heller majority. Scalia has died, so you only have 4 left. And so whoever's president would likely put the justice in there who would cast the tie-breaking vote on it.
I want to ask you about the politics of the Second Amendment with regard to the presidential election in just a moment, but really quickly on this one decision before we go there. Has there been a stay on this, or does D.C. have to react and change their policy immediately, or is this pretty much one of those, here's the decision, I know it's going to be appealed, so nothing actually changes?
Well, I mean, D.C. will ask the appeals court for a stay, and my guess is they'll grant it very quickly, and they're not going to change the rules on granting permits until they've kind of had a chance to go to the appeals court.
Gotcha. All right, so now let me ask you this, and let's break this down by certain states, because most people assume that the presidential election is going to come down to maybe Florida, Virginia, Ohio, Colorado. You could throw Pennsylvania in there if you'd like. Based on the understanding of the Second Amendment in those states and your research, John Lott, if Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump make this Supreme Court justice and their position on guns a major part of their campaign, who wins in those states?
Well, for a couple of them, I think it could work strongly towards individuals who support gun rights. So Florida and Pennsylvania both have over 1 million concealed carry permit holders, for example. In Florida, it's about 1.7 million. In Pennsylvania, it's over 1.1 million. Ohio also is a relatively high state in terms of concealed carry permits. So, you know, you have a ready base of people who obviously feel very strongly about these issues. You look at the state governments in those states and just the recent laws that they've been passing, and it's pretty fertile ground for somebody like Trump. I guess my only concern about the election is that you just can't go and keep saying Second Amendment. You have to go and explain the safety issue. So when Donald Trump gets questioned about background checks, changing them, these so-called expanded background checks, he can't just say, well, I don't think the government should be able to interfere with my ability to go and buy guns. He has to explain that these checks are costly. They stop the very people who need to get guns the most for protection. You know, in D.C., it costs $125 to go and transfer a gun. That's a real tax. They're real people who may not be able to afford to defend themselves. And the system is a complete mess. About 99% of the people who are stopped because of the background checks are false positives. They're people who should have been able to go through and buy a gun. And when you, the president says that there's, Clinton says there's 2.4 million prohibited or dangerous people who've been stopped from buying a gun because of background checks, that's just a lie. There's been 2.4 million law-abiding citizens who should have been able to buy, but they had a name similar to somebody that they wanted to stop.
And yeah.
One thing to stop a felon, it's another thing to go and stop somebody who just has a name similar to a felon.
Very quickly, with the time we have left, and it's not much, this story we talked about earlier about doctors asking their patients about whether or not they have guns and a lot of patients not liking that. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I understand why people get concerned about guns, but I mean, are these doctors asking about all sorts of other items in people's homes that represent actually a much higher rate of death? And I think it's misplaced. Sure, things have costs, but they also have benefits, and it makes no more sense to say, well, if I can save one life there by getting rid of guns, that than to go and say taking away a gun may lose a life, one life,
yeah,
because somebody can't defend themselves. The question is, what's the net effect? I think very clearly the research, academic research, shows that taking away people's guns in their homes or making them mandate that they have to lock them up actually costs more lives than it saves.
All right. Listen, thank you so much, John Lott. Always very thought-provoking stuff. We appreciate it. Yeah.
It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we'll start on 66. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks are heavy pockets of delays there, but nothing reported along the way. In Dale City, our focal point of the delays, northbound to the incident at the Prince William Parkway, now on the shoulder. Normal volume on 395, Landmark, and again crossing the 14th Street Bridge. Out of Brandywine, northbound on 5, stop and go, heading up toward the hospital near Surratt's Road. Looks like we have a report of a crash there. Route 4, better than normal, past Woodyard and Dower House Road, so that's a nice, pleasant trip for you there. The Beltway, heading through Largo and then toward New Carrollton. Outer loop slowing as you pass 50 toward 450, and then topside from College Park and then around to Silver Spring. George Washington Parkway, looks like we're still focusing on the minor incident. It was on the shoulder, southbound George Washington Parkway, just south of 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Foggy morning today and overcast most of the day. Slight chance of rain showers, high of 61 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies, few showers after midnight, low of 52 degrees. And then tomorrow, we'll have cloudy skies early and then partly cloudy in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 69. Right now, it's 55 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:17.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
You know, marijuana laws, you know, it's often a very difficult topic that we get into here on Mornings on the Mall, because Larry and I have very different opinions about this. But I
don't make it difficult.
Well,
it doesn't have to be difficult.
Sometimes it's testy.
All right.
Okay, and I don't want to be testy. I just want to point this out. Channel 9 has a story that focuses on some statistics that have been worked up by Prince George's County investigators and the state's attorneys over there, and it has to do with the murder rate in Prince George's County, and they have seen a spike over there. I think there were 81 people killed in 2015, and there have been 31 killed so far this year. Well, they're trying to figure out, why is there this spike? What's going on? And they are increasingly coming to the conclusion that it has to do with the sale of marijuana on the streets of Prince George's County. You see, what has happened is we have decriminalized the laws that say you can't have pot. You can have small amounts of pot, and you won't be charged breaking any kind of law. However, that assumes that you're going to grow your own pot, or you're going to be handed pot by a friend who has grown their own pot, etc. That's not practical. A lot of people don't grow their own pot. They still want pot. The demand for pot has gone up because there's no longer a criminal penalty to possessing pot, small amounts of it. So where are they going? They're still going to the black market, and they're still going to drug dealers to get their pot. And then, by the way, because there's an increased demand for pot these days, Now they're seeing that there are drug battles and turf battles all kinds of murders that are taking place around the trade of marijuana, the black market trade of marijuana. They now identify what they say are 12 murders in Prince George's County this year that may somehow be tied to the marijuana trade. I think this is this is one of those unintended consequences. Pass a law and you say we're going to decriminalize marijuana and people die as a result.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. I mean, I reach different conclusions on this. I mean, to me, to say that, well, the reason that people are dying by murder in Prince George's County is because pot is legal to possess but not legal to own, so people are turning to the black market, then the conclusion is, well, William F. Buckley's conservative libertarian position, which is, okay, then do away with the black market and legalize pot outright. Listen, there are mixed emotions about this whole thing. It's funny. You Google search Colorado murder rates linked to marijuana, and you have headlines like this. These are the headlines that pop up. Are you ready? Mm. Study: marijuana legalization doesn't increase crime. All right. But then the next one: marijuana study: is rise in Denver crime linked to pot? And then the next headline: crime rates are soaring in Seattle and Denver. And then the next headline: Colorado's crime rate was declining until they legalized marijuana. Here's the deal. The murder rate is up in New York and Chicago and in Baltimore, and they don't have legalized pot, do they? Well, maybe in Baltimore they do. Major urban centers around this country have a rise in murder rates, and I think it has more to do with the lack of respect for policing and the lack of respect for police. The fact of the matter is the black market for marijuana has existed in our country for decades, and so has crime related to the black market of marijuana. Going back to prohibition, I don't think is the solution.
Well, all I can say is this story quotes a state's attorney's office, which says no other drug is on the radar in connection with this rise in murder rates in Prince George's County. Take it for what it's worth, but I do think that when you pass a law, as I predicted, there are sometimes unintended consequences. And in Prince George's County, and I suspect also in the District of Columbia, the unintended consequences is that people are dying. It's now 7:21.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the legacy, service, and commitment of America's armed forces.
I want to tell you about an amazing new tool to grow your retirement. Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team test portfolios on a regular basis and commonly see high-risk positions with low returns, single digits. Now you can earn an upfront income base bonus of 15% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income base bonus of 15% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 15% bonus along with a 10% yearly. Here's how you find out more. Pick up the phone and call 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or go to the website. It's a great way to find out where you are on things. It's called testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59.5 may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply, as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, indeed. And I'm checking you out of Brandywine. Heads up if you take northbound Route 5. Right at the 301 split, I'm seeing those delays. That's right where they start. And that goes off and on up to the hospital right near Surratt's Road, where crews are dealing with the crash. Watch for police there at the scene. Also, I don't have anything reported on 223, which is Piscataway Road, but that's heavier than normal heading northbound up to Tippett Road. Just give you a heads up on that one. To the Wilson Bridge, almost back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, top side of the Beltway. College Park to Silver Spring, normal delays there. South on 95 as you push southbound down toward Calverton before 212 had an incident there. That's the focal point of those delays. 270, just the volume. We'll head in through town. DC 295 southbound as you approach Pennsylvania Avenue. Crews were on the search for an incident there. So far, they've come up short. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, just call 202-877-DOCS or you can visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds, a light wind, but most of the rain showers stay west and north. A lot of overcast around today, just a few showers at times. Temperatures in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees, 726 on WMAL. Kristen Stewart, she of the Twilight film series. And by the way, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Kristen Stewart, the finest actress of our generation.
Okay, thank you for that.
She's in a brand new movie that's debuting at the Cannes Film Festival. Therefore, she's giving a whole bunch of interviews about it, and she talks about how horrible it is to be famous. And if I may, this is what Kristen Stewart had say about being famous.
I'm ready.
You feel so incapable of going to the store? Well, technically you can, but it proves to be logistically not worth it. It was fun to play somebody who was so capable. Sometimes I do feel a little bit like I have my limbs cut off. A triple amputee from the Iraq War combat veteran was unable to comment on Kristen Stewart's comparison to being a famous movie actress to having your limbs cut off.
That's about as self-absorbed as one can be.
Well, she is the finest actress of our generation. It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
Let's talk about home security for a minute. Is your family really protected? Brian Wilson here. I've done the research for you, and here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman this May, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guarantee.
guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. Arm or disarm your system on the go. Receive video clips or view live video of your home, all for just a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we got plenty, including date night at Taco Bell. That's right. We're going to tell you all about how to take that special someone on that special anniversary dinner to Taco Bell. And maybe you won't actually get papers filed for divorce afterwards. Also, national security analyst KT McFarland will be our guest. We'll talk about the overall ramifications of these Olympic doping scandals as they continue to grow with Russia. How does that actually affect our foreign relations? And Donald Trump saying he'll sit with the dictator of North Korea. Is that a good idea? We'll ask KT after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton split yesterday's Democratic primary.
Sanders barely lost to Hillary Clinton Tuesday in Kentucky, but took the Oregon primary, and he believes he can still wind up with the nomination. At a rally in L.A. Tuesday, Sanders pumped the crowd with that hope. He even brought in the Pope.
Pope Francis talks about a moral economy, and I agree with him. That is what we need.
Sanders says one thing he plans to do if he wins the nomination and is elected president is work for a national minimum wage of $15 an hour. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump's win in Oregon leaves him now just 77 delegates away from claiming the Republican nomination.
As he is closing in on clinching the GOP nomination, Donald Trump is assuming more control over the Republican Party. Trump and the RNC announced joint fundraising agreements last night that will allow the real estate tycoon to raise money for other GOP candidates.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. An important rule change coming out today will affect paychecks for millions of Americans.
The White House says beginning December 1st, employers must pay overtime to workers making a salary of less than $47,476 a year. Some employers criticize the move. They say it's too drastic. But the Obama administration says it's a way to restore and expand the middle class. I'm Mark Chase.
A judge has nullified a key provision of D.C.'s concealed carry gun law, requiring permit applicants to show a good reason why they need one. For now, though, says John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, nothing's going to change.
D.C. will ask the appeals court for a stay, and my guess is they'll grant it very quickly. And they're not going to change the rules on granting permits until they've kind of had a chance to go to the appeals court.
Lott spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,530. The NASDAQ at 4716. Sports, Max Scherzer takes his third loss of the year as the Nationals lose to the Mets. The Orioles lose to the Mariners. The Philadelphia 76ers have won the top overall pick in this year's NBA draft. WNBA, the Mystics host Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. That's really where the rubber meets the road, because you can keep a system running longer and at peak efficiency if, you hear me, if you keep it clean and calibrated and the like. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. That's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Bad news. You know, with all of this rain of late, dirt and mud are being tracked into your rugs and carpet. Don't forget the pollen. Don't get me started. It gets into everything. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for over 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area using the same time-honored tradition, painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, and they're on the border store on Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, the rolling and relaying of rugs, though a minimum order is required. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Kanopic of Renewal by Anderson, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Anderson today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Anderson, the better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required, 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95 northbound. Yes, still have some of that stop and go leaving Stafford toward Quia. And then the next set of delays north as you head through Dale City up toward the Prince William Parkway. But the earlier incident completely gone. Nothing left on the shoulder to even check out. Beltway through Annandale pushing north toward 66. A little bit of the stop and go. 395, the normal volume through Landmark Pentagon. Across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, let's get you out of Haymarket heading north on 15 past 234. Little extra time still needed as crews were dealing with a broken down bus. Leaving Brandywine, Maryland, heading northbound 5 as you head up toward the hospital at Surratt's Road. That's where crews were dealing with the crash. You still see some activity there. That's why we have the extra volume. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to Georgia Avenue, 270. Once you get past Clarksburg, you get a little bit of a break, and then you hit the slowdowns again, leaving Germantown into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of clouds, a light wind, but most of the rain showers stay west and north. A lot of overcast around today, just a few showers at times. Temperatures in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Arlington, 52 in Rockville, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 737 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And we tell you how it is. And so forget what you're hearing from the mainstream media about last night's primaries in Kentucky and Oregon. No, it wasn't a big win for Hillary Clinton. No, it wasn't a split decision for Hillary Clinton. It was a humiliating defeat for Hillary Clinton. Amanda Carpenter will join us at 8:35 to discuss that and how things move forward for this hobbled presumptive nominee for the Democrats. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. And this week, she has another title. She is Mother of the Bride.
Oh, are you going to be a bridezilla, KT?
Well, now my daughter's the bridezilla. I'm just the mother of the bride trying to keep it all together.
Well, good luck with that. Yeah, how's it going? Everything all right?
Everything's great. My daughter, Lieutenant McFarland, is marrying a Naval Academy classmate. Ooh. And they're both very happy and well-suited, and they've got friends coming from all over the world.
No, mazel tov. That's awesome.
And are they going to do all the pomp and circumstance of the Academy?
Sword arch, the whole thing.
Oh, that's the best.
That's awesome.
We will look forward to tweets on your
Twitter.
Yeah,
we want to see pics. All right. Listen, KT, a lot going on right now. There's a big fight going on between Capitol Hill and the White House over Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes.
David's the brother.
Yeah, David's the brother over at CBS. I'm sorry. I do that all the time. I used to work with
David. Yeah, we wouldn't want to confuse someone of the National Security Advisors and his brother who runs CBS News. You know, there's no coordination there.
It's Ben Rhodes about some things that he said in the New York Times regarding how they manipulated the media with regard to the Iran nuclear deal. And the GOP wants him to come testify, and they said no. And then over on Capitol, they said, well, is it executive privilege? And says no. What's going on there? And should Ben Rhodes come forward and answer a few questions about the things that he said?
No, for sure he should answer some questions about the things he said. In a weird way, I'm going to come down on the side of executive privilege. I think that when the president talks to people on his staff who are not confirmed by the Senate, in other words, people who work only for Obama, that he should have the right to privacy of those conversations. That being said, I think Ben Rhodes not only lied to the American people, but bragged about it afterwards and probably did something very illegal. And when I was at the Pentagon as a Pentagon spokesman, we were very careful to make sure that we didn't veer on the side of propaganda. Spin control. Certainly you have spin control and you want to present facts in the right light, but you don't lie to the American people about what your plans are, and you certainly don't do it in order to, frankly, endanger the security of the United States. So I'm wondering if he's not in a position where he's subject to some kind of legal action.
All right, and also there was this other story about Iran that had to do with the U.S. sailors that were captured by the Iranian Navy for a time. There's a congressman who says, hey, if you knew the real details of this, the classified details, Americans would be shocked and upset.
Here's the thing. President Obama, within 9 minutes of being sworn into office, gave his inaugural address. And in that inaugural address, he staked the claim to peaceful relations with Iran. He said, I'll extend the hand of friendship, and you unclench your fist. So from the very beginning, he set out to have a deal with Iran. He wanted to be like Nixon going to China. This was going to be part of the Obama legacy. Obama repairs relations with Iran after a generation of animosity. So he was going to do that no matter what, no matter what the consequences to anybody, the security of the country. It was all about his legacy, and he has set about doing it. And so as a result, we gave the Iranians everything they wanted. We even gave them more than what they wanted. I talked to people who spoke to the Iranian negotiators, one of whom was at MIT when I was there, and they said, we were surprised. We went into a meeting expecting a negotiation. They caved on everything and then gave us even more than we wanted. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they wanted that deal. And they thought the administration, I think, conned themselves into believing if they gave Iran everything they wanted, they got an Iran nuke deal, Iran would change. Nope. They bet wrong. Iran, in fact, has doubled down on its anti-American animosity, whether it's humiliating American sailors, whether it's ordering the United States Navy out of the Strait of Hormuz, whether it's ramping up its support for terrorist organizations worldwide that threaten the United States. I mean, you know, the Obama administration bet our security on an Iran deal, and they bet wrong, and they lost.
Now, you're right, KT, obviously, to point this back to the president when he was running in 2008. Many of us criticized him for saying that he would sit down without any preconditions with Ahmadinejad at the time of Iran and other world leaders that we had enmity with. So now what do you make of Donald Trump sort of saying the same thing yesterday? He says that he will sit down and speak with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader. Are you okay with that?
Well, I looked at actually the statement, and what did he say after that? He said, yeah, sure, I'll meet with him. But what he said after that, to me, was the more important part.
I put a lot of pressure on China.
I would put the pressure on China, because China's the one who is responsible for keeping North Korea afloat. They provide more than 75% of North Korea's food, capital, fuel oil, transportation fuels. Without China's support, North Korea is over by day after tomorrow. Mm. So I think Trump is right to say that we may not have the leverage. China has the leverage. We need to pressure China to, in turn, pressure North Korea.
One other short, quick question about Donald Trump. Apparently, he's meeting with your old boss, Henry Kissinger, today. What do you think
of
that?
I read that. Yeah. Interesting.
That's all you got? I read that. Interesting.
I got to go back to folding napkins for my daughter's
You're
wedding.
Holding back. You engineered this meeting, didn't you, Casey?
No. I think they've known each other for a long time.
All right.
No, nothing to do with it. Sorry, guys.
All right. Well, listen, have a very successful wedding and hope things go well. I've always thought that, when something goes wrong in a wedding, and invariably, no matter how well you plan, something will go wrong. But that's the thing you laugh about the rest of your life.
It depends on what goes wrong. But I would give you a little bit of advice in the planning of this wedding that I think you've already achieved, which is don't let Larry O'Connor give a toast. And say you're already ahead of the game, KT. Yeah. It'll be fine.
All right, KT.
Thanks, guys.
It's 7:43 on WMAL.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
When it is time to sell your home, you should choose the agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. And that means you should choose my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that only comes from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees get. When Frank listed Lords and Norman Silver Spring Homes, it sold in 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. You need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents are not the same. So please, call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, Maryland 95 southbound slows now most of the way just south of the ICC, pushing onto the outer loop of the Beltway. Now, earlier we did have a crash near 212. They were trying to get all that to the shoulder, so still some activity to watch for. Leaving White Oak south on 29, that seems to be our slowest stretch down toward the Trader Joe's. A little bit better by the time you get into Four Corners in the Beltway. 270, about the volume. That's been incident-free. We keep fingers crossed with that. 28 seeing a little bit of volume as you push toward Veers Mill and over toward 355, but lanes are reported open. Now Virginia for 66, slowing through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. On Route 7, passing each exit for Colvin Run Road, heavy volume, but nothing along the way, so we've got a way incident-free there. George Washington Parkway delays now filtered south of 123, past the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge, and still trying to make a recovery out of Brandywine. The earlier crash northbound 5 at Surratt's Road. Still some activity on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays. Not much rain coming out of the clouds, though. Yesterday, 0.41 inches. Today, probably not even a tenth. Maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain. Patchy fog early. 61. Tonight down to 52. Better chance of showers later, but still, not much rain. Tomorrow will finally brighten the sky in the afternoon. Up near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees in the nation's capital, 747.
Have you been saving for retirement and wondering if it may not be enough? Listen to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, every Saturday at noon.
You know, when the stakes are high for a date and you need to get everything right because it's going to be a magical evening for everybody involved. You know, you put a little Barry White on there maybe, right? You sort of set the mood. And you want to pick the perfect restaurant for that candlelit romantic evening. And there are a lot of options in this town.
A good meal can set the stage.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. And there are a lot of options. But most people wouldn't think of this as an option for that big hot date night.
Wake up your mouth.
I gotta go a run for the border for that seasoned ground beef that you can only find in a Taco Bell taco or burrito. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, Taco Bell sets themselves apart from all the other Mexican fast food chains because they have a taco shell actually made with Dorito chip taco shell.
That's pretty good.
I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, that's when you go the extra mile.
The
that's
Cool
when
the, Ranch Dorito taco is
right there. And the guy is going to get lucky when he makes sure he springs the extra 20 cents per taco for the Dorito shell. Now, you may think we're joking, but Taco Bell is now testing upscale interiors in four of its restaurants across the country to make it more trendy.
Mm-hmm.
To make it more hospitable for a date night. They say that Taco Bell is the ideal place for a date night, but the interior design right now in its 7,200 restaurants around the world may be prohibiting people from thinking that Taco Bell is an appropriate option for this kind of venue. So they're going to make it all trendy. Listen to some of the things they're doing in the design concepts here. They're going to put trendy light fixtures, exposed wooden beams, sleek modern seating. They're going to replace the fluorescent lighting and neon purple glow that has long been associated with the Taco Bell chain. This, according to a write-up in USA Today. And apparently, this is my favorite part of this whole thing. They're making all of these changes so that they can face off against the more upscale chains like Chipotle.
Oh, well, there you go.
They want to compete with Chipotle for the hot date night.
I think that there's something that there's some days that a good Taco Bell gordita is about the only thing that's going to, satisfy your hunger.
Okay, but are you taking a date there?
Well, I don't think so.
No, I don't
The problem with a gordita is that the root word there, the Spanish word, is gordo,
right,
which means fat.
Exactly.
That should tell you everything you need to know about the gordito.
Yeah, well.
Little fat one.
I don't know. I'm not thinking that this is a good recommendation. Although, listen, it sets the stage. What is better than taking a person out for a first date at a place like Taco Bell? So you can let them know, I'm not trying to be pretentious. Mm. I'm not trying to fool you into thinking that I'm made of money. I'm not trying to dazzle you with some five-star top chef tasting menu. No, I just want to get to know you, baby, and I want to focus on you. So let's not just focus.
Go to the Taco Bell.
Yeah, grab a couple burritos.
And if you survive that date, she's a keeper.
Oh, I'll say she is.
Yeah.
And a cheaper keeper, if I may say. It's 7:50 on WMAO.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DOME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Want to get rid of those bags under your eyes? You might think that you got bags under your eyes because of your hard living life, or maybe you think it's genetic. Maybe you think you're just not getting enough sleep. You're not sleeping well, and that brings on the bags in life. And there's a lot of things that contribute to it. But the one thing that I can tell you is there are options to get rid of those bags, because at your age, you shouldn't have them, all right? They're making you look a lot older than you really are. All that puffiness around the eyes, get rid of them by using Genucel. Genucel from Chamonix. They've now extended their Mother's Day super sale just for you. It's not just a regular sale. It's a super sale. It's got a cape. That's how super it is. Genucel, which uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell technology, will get rid of the bags under your eyes. With its instant effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours, or you can have your money back. And they're going to double your order for free right now when you order. Also, they're going to throw in their best-selling Lassance neck treatment for free. That's for the sensitive skin in the neck area, if you worry about that. Call them now, 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. This sale is going to be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Nationals pitchers.
Drops in a changeup.
Best ERA in the NL so far this season.
Got him looking.
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin. Wilson Ramos.
Huge hit for Wilson Ramos.
At his best against the Mets.
Ramos gets a job done.
Catch everything. Nationals. Nationals Mets. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
What's going to happen with your money today? Let's check with Kate Rogers at the CNBC Business Desk.
Hey, good morning. Well, Wall Street hopes to recover from yesterday's big losses, but it won't be easy. Stock futures point to a flat open today at best. Despite the lowest loan rates of the year, mortgage applications fell 1.5% last week because of weak demand from new home buyers. Lows will rise after spring sales and profits came in stronger than expected. Staples stock will rise because it sold more office goods in the U.S. and cut more costs. Profits still fell 31%. American steelmakers have been losing money for years thanks to China's dumping. Now the U.S. has slapped duties of 500% on Chinese cold-rolled steel, the stuff used to make cars and washing machines. And for the third year in a row, Washington, D.C. ranks as the fittest city in the country. Nearly 100% of the city's population lives within a 10-minute walk of a park, and only one quarter of the people in the city are obese. So keep walking, guys. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland out of Brandywine, northbound 5. Still have that stop and go heading up toward the hospital, up towards Surratt's Road, the scene of the earlier crash. Wilson Bridge delays are after Route 5, Branch Avenue, but before you get to St. Barnabas Road. 66, it's been about the volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Now, let's get you on to 50, heading out of South Riding up toward Pleasant Valley. Volume with us. If you're heading north of 50 and you take 606, the Loudoun County Parkway, that'll be slow past Evergreen Mills Road. Reports of a crash right in that vicinity, slowing 606 in each direction. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and you can get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast around, maybe some patchy fog, just a chance of showers as roll through this morning and this afternoon. Looks like most of the rain is going to stay north and west today. Highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 7:56.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local DC area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local DC area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Hacking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll uncrunch all the numbers from last night's primary results and tell you what really happened, despite what you might have heard, with Hillary and Bernie Sanders.
And with the stroke of his pen, President Obama has changed overtime rules in America for millions of workers. We'll tell you the details.